Good morning. These are the latest RTL Today headlines for Thursday, the 25th of September. I'm John Baker. Luxembourg City Council has donated 400 portable generators to the Ukraine to assist with the operation of critical infrastructure, including hospitals, schools, nurseries and care homes. A new system to automatically recognise vehicle license plates will soon be installed on Luxembourg's roads, although there are still questions about data protection that remain unresolved. Hesperange Park will transform into a hub of activity on Saturday as part of the European Week of Sport's 10th anniversary, inviting people of all ages to try their hand at a wide variety of activities and enjoy food trucks. And in world news, Nicolas Sarkozy will learn his fate today on charges of accepting illegal campaign financing from late Libyan dictator Muammar Gaddafi. And finally, Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas will address the UN General Assembly by video today, days after a wave of European leaders recognised a Palestinian state. For more on these stories and for the latest news and updates, head to rtltoday.lu. We're still expecting rain for most of the day, I'm afraid, although not as heavy as yesterday, and there will be some breaks. Lows of 7 degrees this morning, with a high of 11 this afternoon.